Associate Professor, retired Dave England, John A. Logan College, joining us this morning. First off, morning.
Good morning, Tom.
And second, I didn't get a chance to mention you this because you came right in while I was answering a phone call on the air, but you put something on the web about an interview I had recently done about colorectal cancer, and I really appreciate the great things you said online about that interview.
Well, Tom, that's one of the things. It's exciting whenever we in Southern Illinois, we are so gifted. You're so gifted. We wake up and say, okay, who's Tom going to have on today? And it's nice. You're like a maestro. You have between politics, between health, between a little bit of stock market and this and that. It's a true blend. But we're just very, very.
Well, my idea behind that interview was we might be able to save somebody's life today if we were willing to have a good, frank, honest conversation. And that was my goal, was to save just one person's life. So,
you know, you're talking about stuff that used to be uncomfortable to talk about.
Right. It still is.
And by the way.
By the way, it originally still is.
Yes, it is.
It's very uncomfortable.
And that's one of the reasons why we have such a high casualty day.
Yep.
You know, from that. So, right. And something else I really like to do whenever you talk about depression, panic attack, and strokes.
Yeah.
That's something that we all have room and improvement to learn more about.
Yeah. Anyway, but thank you.
You're welcome.
Is the point I wanted to make on that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You know, it's interesting because you drive by and we noticed we saw a little bump in the oil prices, in the gasoline prices in particular, because we don't watch oil prices as consumers. We watch the price next to the road where we pay for gallon.
Exactly.
And it's going up, and people saying it's because of the dollar, the value of the dollar.
Well, there is something to that, but remember, this is the time of the year that they pop us with a little higher expense and blame it on moving to the summer blend and these kinds of things. And, Tom, it is very – it seemed like it's very discouraging whenever we see the gallon of gas, the price of the barrel go up and down. But keep one thing in mind. When we go to the pump – matter of fact, when I leave here, I'll fill up one vehicle. After a while, I'll fill up the other. But the price of the pump is also in a relationship to the refinery cost and these kinds of things. Just because we see oil drop back down or whatever, the cost of goods sold isn't instantaneous. So it does take a while to go through the system. So we're probably paying, no doubt about it, a little bit higher price now, because whenever oil did jump back up, that may be the refinery's cost. But to take a look at it, I sure like to pay what we're doing now, less than $2.30. A whole lot better than the $3.50 or $3.60 we've had a taste of.
Ain't that the truth? What about the dollar's value? I see, it's because I hear it's going up, and other countries' value of the dollar, their currency is going down. That affects a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. And then I read some other articles saying, no, the dollar value is going down. I mean, I read one based in March. It was published March 23rd, yesterday.
Yes.
And the dollar value is going down. Well, which is it, David?
Well, it depends on from the writer's standpoint. Is it a macro, a big picture? Are we going to take a look at the dollar's action since 1900? At that point in time, the dollar has gone down dramatically. So that's the macro. When we take a look at it in the short term, that's the micro. The dollar actually topped out, did hit a ratio of over 100. And keep in mind, we have a fiat currency. So what does that mean? After 70, 71, during the Nixon administration, we got off the gold standard. Okay, now I'm not throwing rocks. It was Democrats and Republicans decided that that's what we needed to do. Sometimes I challenge the thought behind that. I know why they did it. So what we do is our dollar is meaningless until we compare it to the value of another currency. So what those people are doing, they're comparing the value of the U.S. dollar versus the dollar index. That is a grouping of different currencies they put together. Now, what they won't tell you is that grouping is top-heavy with the euro. And I'm going to be writing about that in a report probably in May so that we can talk about these things and know what we're dealing with. But what's happening is the dollar did top out about a week ago. Matter of fact, I believe there was around March 13th to be, and it's gone down and gone down in price. But what happens, that's just pure profit-taking. Because many people, they don't trade stocks, they don't trade bonds, they don't trade oil or these kinds of things. They trade currency, and that's called the Forex market. Forex or foreign exchange market. And there's a lot of billions of dollars traded on a daily basis. So it's just pure profit taking. Now the question is, are things going to happen again in Europe that's going to make the euro go down and the dollar back up? And I do believe so.
All right. Why? When?
Whenever the big money decides that they've taken their profits and it's time to go on the other side.
Time to go back investing again.
But whenever this happens, Tom, this leads to many, many opportunities with the dollar. And not only that, we have three major things that trade against the dollar. Oil, gold, and silver.
Which is where I wanted to go next.
Yes.
The poor man's gold, silver.
Yes.
Still a good place to be able to retain the value of the things you've built in life. Keep it in silver so you can retain value, because gold has dropped.
Yes, it has. Well, they both have dropped. But what I teach, and I'll be writing about this also, is we see where the big money goes. Because if the big money doesn't go in and buy a certain security or a sector, it's not going to go up. So I did some stats, and these are one of the things that I've been writing about. Since the dollar topped, at that point in time, gold has gone up 2.62%. Oil has gone down 2.13%. But since the dollar topped on March the 13th, silver is up 8.5%. So whenever I take a look at physical silver, number one, if it's physical, the things you can get your hands on compared to trading like SLV or the futures, if it's physical, it's generational for me.
Who has paper that's good? And when I say that, what's a good stock? We talked about iPhone not long ago.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Good stock?
Well, it is. Depends on, you know.
Buy it for the grandkids or buy it for yourself?
At these levels, I'm not going to buy it. Matter of fact, I'm more of a fund, F-U-N-D person, because then I get the diversity. But it's only what makes it good or bad. Well, if you would have bought it in 2000, it'd been pretty good. Or actually, it depends on when you buy it and then when you sell it. But keep one thing in mind. Many investors live under delusion. Just because their portfolio value is up, they've not made a penny. They have, and I'm not saying go cash it in. That's not what I'm saying. But value and profitability are two different things. But do I like Apple? Yes, I do. The key thing is if they would have put Apple in the Dow 2 years ago or 3 years ago, the Dow possibly could have been up 2,000 or 3,000 more points now. And we talked about this the last time. What was made Apple different? They weren't in the Dow. They are now in the Dow Industrials.
A lot of people are investing money in apps and games.
Yes.
There's actually what some writers are calling a game bubble because they think that Soda Crush and these sim games, they get to give it away for free, and they're thinking this is big money investment.
Right.
And they're saying this is a bubble too. It's all an illusion. Not the only illusion out there, is it?
No, there are many things that we're in the bubble buying frame and tense so that we're taking a look at these things. But keep one thing in mind. Your key thing that you said, many people are investing in these companies. Well, let's go back and take – so that means they're in the long term. That's the last thing I would invest in. I invest in things that pay dividends, so the price goes down, I still get reward with dividends. And many of those kinds of companies, they don't give dividends. Okay, so I like to trade those. If I'm going to do something, I would trade them, not keep them for a long period of time. But any of those people that are buying those, they're making a grave mistake if they don't have some key things in mind. What's my entry point? What's my target? And what happens if it goes against me? Am I going to get out? So one of the things that I teach is anytime that we buy something, we have a target, an alert gives into us. So that if it drops down 10%, then we evaluate it. And if it dropped because of the market or its sector, it's okay. But if it dropped individually, I look at it. I'm keeping 90% of that, and I've lost 10%, and I write that off to tuition.
You know, I had a thought yesterday afternoon on my way home that, you know, we see some good financial news.
Yes.
If you look, you've always talked about this, the optimist in particular.
Yes.
But I also have a sense of wonder and appreciation for the American businessman, for the Illinois business person.
Yes.
The person who knows the situation in Illinois and the trepidation they face, where they're going to find the pension money, how they're going to go. This new polling out of Paul Simon Public Policy Institute indicates that people are more willing now than ever to say, you know what, maybe they do need more revenue.
Yes.
All right, it's been an education process, we'll call it. But when you look at what the federal government's gone and the extra burdens of the Affordable Care Act, and you look at the hospitals which are being gutted because of these Medicaid reimbursement rates, I have a new appreciation for the business person who is taking all these obstacles and continued to grow and run good business. I have a whole new appreciation for them, knowing the burdens and still seeing them come out on the other side successfully, optimistic, and working hard.
You know, one of the delusions that I hear constantly, well, we don't make stuff anymore. Well, that is so inaccurate. We make a lot of stuff. And matter of fact, whenever Terry Bryant was on the other day, she told you about how many food manufacturers we have here. It's just that we make different kinds of things compared to 10 to 20 years ago. Now, granted, we also have more service economies than ever before. But if we don't – so I ask people, if we don't make stuff anymore, how come the United States still is number one in GDP, gross domestic product, versus around the world? And by the way, the making stuff of the GDP has gone down dramatically. The service part has. But it warms my heart to see people step up to the plate and invest in their air. Look at what's happening. I drove through Marion, the Volkswagen place. look at these new things. That takes courage to invest.
Gander Mountain.
But at Gander Mountain, you know, years ago, whenever we had, and I was, people know me from education, but I'm a business person first, okay? And I had a home building business during the boom. Just less than a quarter of a mile from here, there was somebody that had guts that in 08 went out and bought the property. And people said, oh, you're never going to make it. He filled that property up when everybody else was saying people aren't buying houses. They're scared to death. He filled up that property quicker than anybody else. Never let anybody tell you what you can't do.
By the way, don't make anything, right?
Yes.
Louisville Slugger has been sold to a Finnish company. Louisville Slugger. The baseball bats now made by a Finnish company that's purchased Louisville Slugger.
Well, you know, we still have foreign money. Even though the dollar is very expensive, we still have foreign money coming in. And, you know,
they came here to make a buck.
Exactly.
News Radio WJPF.